News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Very few young people can spot the signs of abuse. That's according to new research out today from Women's Aid. And joining me to discuss this research is the manager of Women's Aid 24-hour National Free Phone Helpline, Linda Smith. Linda, there's a lot in this report that's being published, the Two Into You report. Can you give us sort of the headline things that might jump out for you who is so experienced in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the study showed was 3 in 5 young people have experienced or know someone who has experienced intimate partner abuse in that age category, which actually really frightening. It's a startling statistic and a piece of information that really tells us about maybe what we need to focus on by way of preventing long-term intimate partner relationships. And once we can spot the signs or the red flags, as we call it, it will help people to get out of that relation sooner rather than later. We know that abusive relationships, once you stay in them, can have long-term devastating impact on your mental health and your physical health and well-being. One of the other statistics is that 1 in 5 young women and 1 in 11 young men have suffered that abuse.
Okay.
So it really does follow with international evidence that the majority of people who experience abuse is women.
Okay, and Linda, why do you think it is that, because what jumped out at me is people don't seem to recognise that they're being abused, if you know what I mean, that they're being mistreated. They don't always see these red flags. They don't understand them, maybe. Why is that?
Absolutely. I think, you know, society, well, obviously, there's quite a lot of belief in myths that are out there. So some people believe that alcohol is an exacerbating factor in abuse or drug abuse. Sometimes people think that, well, if he's jealous, he loves me. It's a sign of love. It's not actually a sign of possessiveness. Do you know what I mean? So that can be an endearing feature, possibly because of what society believes, what the media tells us, and so on and so forth.
Is what you're saying, just I'm trying to get my head around this, and I'm sure probably listeners are as well, that we can sometimes misinterpret somebody mistreating us as a sign of that, oh, they're just mad about me kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think it's really to watch out for those particular signs, that we're not just believing there's excuses or reasons. And I think that's what's behind the feature of, for everyone to understand that it's to recognise the reality of what the experience is, and that we don't position ourselves to create excuses for that abuse.
And I
think the excuses are there.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And obviously, so that's one of the things people kind of think, oh, it's just a sign that he or she is mad about me. That's why he's treating me this way. But do we also need to empower people so that they feel that they deserve or that they're worthy of not being treated badly? Is that part of the problem too, that people settle for somebody mistreating them because of a lack of confidence or a lack of self-worth? Is that part of this?
It's hard to say, Ciara. To be honest, I can't really answer that. I mean, if somebody is showing you a lot of attention, giving you a lot of time, and that could be a grooming process, it could be the beginning of a grooming process, because let's face it, abuse is not obvious. It's not obvious. It happens over a long period of time. So therefore, it's more insidious and it's more subtle. It's not as obvious for you to be able to identify. So if you are, lacking in confidence and someone has shown you lots of time and attention, you could be misconceived to believe that that is love or that's an equal relationship. Do you know what I mean? And they might be more forgiven, but without really identifying that is the beginnings of abuse or an abusive relationship.
Look, obviously important work being done there. Thank you for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is the manager of Women's Aid's 24-hour national free phone helpline, Linda Smith. Do let us know if you are someone who, I suppose, this resonates with. You can text us at 53106 if you are somebody maybe who has something that might help other people with all of that. The helpline, I should give that out as well. It is the Women's Aid helpline, 1800 349 900. That's 1800 341 900.